Hi, everyone. We are delighted to present episode 5 of the NDSI Kids Centennial podcast series titled Service to Others, The Secret to Happiness. My name is Ovia.
And I'm Aditya, and we are your hosts for this episode. This special series is created, hosted, and voiced by our own Balvikas students. Each episode brings one of Swami's teachings to life through reflections and stories, inspiring listeners to practice his values together.
Swami taught that true happiness lies in selfless service, in thinking less of I and more of we. He said, "Hands that help are holier than lips that pray." He reminds us that real happiness doesn't come from thinking about ourselves, but from helping others. He taught us to choose the path of Shreyas, the good, even when it's not the easiest, over Prayas, the pleasant, that brings only temporary comfort. You might be wondering, what do Shreyas and Prayas look like in everyday life?
Let's break it down. Prayas is what feels good right now, like watching your favorite show, scrolling on your phone, sleeping in, or putting off chores. It's easy and tempting, but the joy fades quickly, and sometimes it leaves you feeling guilty or empty. Shreyas, on the other hand, may not feel exciting at first. It might mean helping someone, studying instead of playing, or giving up your comfort to be there for a friend or family member. But Shreyas stays with you and helps you grow. Ovia, do you have any real moment where you had to choose between the two?
I'll be honest, choosing Shreyas over Prayas is something I still struggle with. That's why the story of the selfish boy stands out to me. In the story, the boy refuses to do his chores because he only wants to do what feels good in the moment. His mother allows it and says, "If you don't want to do your work, I won't do mine either." He spends the whole day doing whatever he pleases, mainly eating cake and avoiding responsibility. At first, it feels fun. But the next morning, he wakes up with a terrible stomach ache and realizes that chasing only momentary pleasure leads to painful consequences.
So what did he learn from making that choice, Ovia?
This story shows that choosing Shreyas doesn't require anything fancy. It simply means choosing what is right, even when it isn't the easiest or quickest option. The boy learns that small decisions matter. Helping others, eating well, and taking responsibility builds long-term well-being. This is what seva truly is. Every day, moments of care and effort that place the good above the pleasant. These choices last longer than quick comfort and helps us grow into people who choose the right path with clarity and confidence.
And it connects so beautifully to how Sri Satya Sai Baba lived his own life. From a young age, Swami chose Shreyas every day by helping his classmates, comforting others, and dedicating his whole life to serving humanity. His service wasn't just global, it was global. With Swami being our guiding light, our listeners might be wondering, did he really show us how to lead a life of service? Yes, he did. He built hospitals that offered completely free healthcare. He conducted water projects in places where people had no drinking water. He made education programs that built character and offered them with zero cost. And he did lots of Narayan Seva by giving hot meals to the hungry across India.
Now that we've explored Shreyas and Prayas, how can we understand service and Seva through topics we learned in Balvikas and classes like I2E? What does service to others mean to you personally, Aditya?
To me, it means treating others as your own friends or loved ones, and helping them and not expecting anything back, not even a thank you. Service means noticing when someone needs help and choosing to show up for them. This is to remind us that we are part of a larger community and not just living for ourselves. But how does helping someone shift your thinking from I to we, Ovia?
When helping someone, it shifts my mindset from what do I need to what do we need. It stops being just about me and becomes something shared. It pulls me out of my own head and into a space where we're figuring things out together.
And by tending to their priorities, problems, and solutions, our needs and wants become secondary. Even our worries go away and dissolve. This is because our mind is focused on helping, not surviving or hoarding.
Swami said, the best way to love God is to love all and serve all. How can we practice this every day?
We can start right at home by helping our parents with dishes, laundry, cooking, and cleaning.
I also think we should do this without expecting praise or attention, and notice moments where you can make someone else's life easier. Treat everyone with respect, whether it's classmates, teachers, or strangers.
And one thing we can keep in mind while doing this is practicing gratitude. You might have learned of something called Panchamahayagnyas in Balvikas, which is required for every practicing Hindu. The first yajna is Devata Yajna, which is offering gratitude to God. The second is Rishi Yajna, which is offering gratitude to sages and spiritual gurus. The third is Pitru Yajna, which is offering gratitude to our ancestors. The fourth is Manushya Yajna, which is offering gratitude to all humans. And the fifth and final is Bhuta Yajna, which is offering gratitude to all living beings. Practicing these Panchamaha Yajnas will help us perform Seva with gratitude in our hearts. When a student in Prashanti Nilayam once asked Swami how to earn his grace, he replied, serve the poor, feed the hungry, and keep your heart clean. That is enough. So how has Seva transformed you or changed how you see others, Ovia?
I really enjoy doing service work, whether it's interacting with people or putting together care kits. Volunteering on Sundays with second graders has taught me to look beyond myself, and just volunteering in general has taught me that everyone is carrying something. Service has shown me that even the smallest gestures can completely brighten someone's day. It's also made me more grateful and aware of just how much support and love I have in my own life.
For me, over the past 6 years, through Balvikas and Saya Shreya programs, we have been serving the homeless in downtown Dallas. These experiences have opened my eyes to their deep sense of gratitude for things I often take for granted. One cold winter morning, I was serving the last bit of oatmeal when a man stopped me and said, "That's enough for me. Please give the rest to the next person." Even with his hunger, he thought of someone else first. I've seen this kind of compassion many times with different people, but they all have the same spirit. It made me reflect on how often we have so much. We have big homes, multiple cars, good education, and health, and yet we still feel dissatisfied. This seva changed the way I view homelessness. Instead of seeing people as dangerous and uneducated, I began to see their divinity through their gratitude, kindness, and pure hearts.
You speak about seva with such genuine passion. I'd love to know, who planted that seed in you? A Balvikas teacher, someone in your family, or Swami?
My passion for seva comes from Sai Prasad Anna and Sarika Akka, who are the founders of Sai Ashraya, a nonprofit organization in India and across the world. Their family and neighborhood has been selflessly serving the most underprivileged across India and the world. Their life is 24/7 seva and seva only. Some of the seva that they have done is daily breakfast seva for school kids in Bengaluru. They have also conducted Medicare camps across India. And they also started daily breakfast seva in California and Dallas. And their latest project is a no-cost super specialty hospital in Kolar district near Bengaluru. These are just some of the service programs which have inspired me to serve. What about you, Ovia? Who inspired you to do seva?
My amma inspires me deeply. During COVID, we made masks for orphans and in Balvikas, we assembled care kits for the homeless. At school, we joined food and book drives. These experiences showed me that there is always a way to serve. Simple acts like a meal, a book, or a handmade mask can brighten someone's day. Seva doesn't need to be big. It simply requires a loving heart and a willingness to help. Now that we've spoken about the people who have inspired us, Aditya, how would you encourage other Balvika students to begin their own seva journey?
I would suggest everyone find their passion in at least one activity. It could be singing carols at nursing homes, distributing care kits in the cold winter months of downtown Dallas, or even tutoring a child struggling with their schoolwork. And also, don't use seva just to fulfill volunteer hours. Perform seva with the intention of compassion and empathy, and never expecting anything in return.
You don't need to wait for a big opportunity or have lots of money to make a difference. Just start small. Help out at home. Lend a hand at an event, or check in on a friend who might need support. Use the time, energy, and skills you already have, whether it's cooking, drawing, or teaching, to apply to seva. Or try and learn a new skill you've been curious about and apply that to seva. What matters most is showing up with sincerity. Even a little time spent in service can create a big ripple of compassion in others and in yourself.
Swami himself embodied this principle through his own actions. He didn't wait for big events or lots of money to serve others. He took every opportunity, big or small, to make a difference. For instance, Swami would personally serve food to villagers and students, reminding everyone that joy is born when we share. So let's think of some fun ways we can serve together with our friends. For example, we can organize book drives, clothing drives, or even start a fundraiser. For example, we all might have heard of Alex's lemonade stand and how it inspired so many people to contribute to the cancer cause. Another change we can implement is to host a simple birthday party and spend the rest of our time with friends doing seva rather than having extravagant birthday parties and gifts.
I've also participated in service projects such as planting trees, making baby blankets, and cleaning up our local park. We spent a lot of time together and had fun with friends and still made a difference. Even small acts like these felt meaningful and surprisingly enjoyable.
But how can these small acts of seva create an actual impact in the community?
Small acts of seva help you see that you can make a difference, and that builds absolute confidence and purpose. But seva doesn't just transform others. It transforms you. The more you serve, the more your heart becomes empathetic. You start to think less about what do I want and more about what does somebody else need. Even a simple act like a smile or a helping hand can start this transformation. And that one act can inspire others and create a chain reaction of compassion in the community. Every kind gesture counts, for the world and for who you're becoming.
This reminds me of a memorable breakfast seva moment. About 2 years ago, a man suddenly flipped our entire serving table in blind rage and anger. The food was spilled everywhere. Moments later, another man arrived on a bike and quietly scooped the clean top layer of oatmeal from the ground just to eat. It was heartbreaking to see this. 9 months later, while we were serving breakfast, a man in a truck started handing out hygiene kits. He then came up to us and told us, "You may not remember me, but I'm the one who flipped the table the other day." I wasn't in the right state of mind. Now I'm 9 months clean from all my bad habits, and I want to give back to my community. We were all stunned. His words were sincere, and his transformation was real. He faced his mistake, rose above it, and came back wanting to serve. His transformation showed us that seva can truly change lives, and even one act of kindness can begin a ripple of healing.
Swami says, small acts of service done with great love brings immeasurable joy. As we close today's episode, we encourage everyone to begin with just one small act of seva. Even a simple gesture, when done with love, can create a ripple of compassion in our community.
We invite our listeners to join the hashtag Seva Challenge by committing to at least one selfless act of service each week. And remember to serve with love, not for recognition, but for transformation. Some easy ways to begin are like asking your Bal Vikas teacher for seva opportunities, and by visiting saiashraya.org for volunteer opportunities in breakfast seva, IT help, logistics, or more. Or you can organize a book, toy, or clothing drive. Or even spend time with elders by singing, reading, or simply listening. Or you can tutor a classmate who needs some support. And finally, you can make thank you cards for community helpers. What are your personal seva goals, Obia?
I hope to volunteer at the animal shelter with my friends, and a future goal of mine is to lead one seva activity each month with classmates or Bal Vikas friends. Swami reminds us that to engage in service with a full heart, this is real sadhana. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you missed any of our episodes, you can listen to them anytime at ndsai.org-podcast.html. Sairam, everyone!